Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the fourth day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perik Yud Dalad, Mishnah Hei. Shnei Achim Pikrim, two normal brothers, Nesuim L'Shnecho is married to two sisters, Achas Chareshes V'Achas Pikachas, one of whom is deaf-mute, one of whom is a Pikachas, is a normal woman. Which means that of the two brothers, one brother has got a fully-fledged marriage, a marriage which is Nesuin Gemurim, as we call it, and the other brother is only a marriage Midrabanan. It's not really a proper marriage Minatera because he's married to a Chareshes, to a woman who is not of sound, is deaf-mute, which in those days certainly was considered unsound, not of sound mind. Mais Pikeach Bala Chareshes. What happens if the normal man who is married to the Chareshes, to the deaf-mute, died? Now, his marriage was not what we call a Nisuim Gemurim, not a proper marriage, Minatara. His wife now, the widow, has to now deal with the husband of her sister. Right? The wife has to deal with the husband of her sister for Yibum, because now her husband died without children. So says the Mishnah, Mayasi Pikech Bala Pikachas. What does the normal husband or the normal brother who's married to the normal woman, to the sister of this wife, what does he do? He's got on the one hand a zika, he's got a connection to his wife's sister because she's a Yavama. But he's properly married to his wife, and that is a marriage which is Minatora. Says the Mishnah, Teitze Mishum Achesisha. He has no problem at all. She, the wife of his deceased brother, is completely free to marry. She is called the sister of a wife. Aches Isha is an Arois. It's an absolutely prohibited. And it's a proper Aches Isha. Why? Because even if his wife's sister was married properly, Gemurim, she would be Potter from Yubim and Chalitza, because she's a sister of his wife. How much more so, where her whole marriage to his brother was only Mirabonan, was only not a proper marriage, because she was a deaf-mute. But what happens, Meis Pikeach Bal HaPikachas? What happens if the normal man who is married to the normal woman dies without children, and his wife, the widow now, has to deal with the husband, or the brother of her deceased husband? What does she do? What does the normal husband who's married to the deaf-mute do? His marriage is only midrabanan. So therefore his zika, therefore the relationship of Achos Isha to be called, the widow to be called Achos Isha, is not so strong here, because she's only the Achos Isha if we treat his marriage as a proper marriage. But the marriage is not a proper marriage minata, it's a midrabanan. So the prohibition of Achos Isha is not so strong, but the zika, the connection of the Yevama, as far as having an obligation to marry the deceased widow, to marry the widow of his deceased husband, who died childless, that is proper, that's Minatora. So therefore the prohibition of Achos Isha is not strong enough to push away the zika of the Yibum. So what does he have to do? Moitzis Ishta Beget. He'll have to divorce his current wife. His wife he's married to, who is a Chareshes, who is a deaf-mute. Why does he have to divorce her? Because she is called Achos Zukukose. She is now called, his wife now becomes called the sister of a Zika, sister of a woman that's connected to him through the obligation of Yibum. So that's what he has to do. He has to, unfortunately, divorce his wife. But he can't even marry the widow of his brother. The normal husband has to give his sister-in-law chalitza to be able to allow her to marry to anybody else. Why can't he give a yibum? He can't give a yibum because she is achos ishto, she's the sister of his wife, albeit midrabanan. It's not a issa minatora, but it's albeit midrabanan, so therefore he can't marry her. But he has to give a chalitza, and that allows her to get married. Mishnah Vav. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Echad Cheresh v'Echad Pikeach. One who's a deaf-mute and one who is normal. Nesuim l'shtei achoyes, they're married to two sisters. Achas Chareshes v'Achas Pikachas. one that's deaf-mute and one that's normal. And we're talking about a case where the Chairish married the Chairishas, the deaf-mute man married the deaf-mute woman. That's a marriage midrabanan only. And the normal one, the Bikeach, married the normal woman. That's a Nisuim, which is Minatara. Now, what happens? Meis Chairish Bala Chairishas. What happens if the one, the deaf-mute who was married to the woman as a deaf-mute died, and his marriage was not a proper marriage, Minatara? So his wife now has to deal with her normal brother-in-law, that's the brother of her deceased husband, for Yibum. And she has to deal with it. Says the Mishnah, how do we deal with this? Maza yase piker bala pikachas. What should be the response, or what should be the action of the normal brother who is married to the normal wife? Teitze mishomachos isha. There's no problem here at all. Again, says the Mishnah. Why? She is completely free to get married. She doesn't need yibum nor chalitza or anything because she is the genuinely prohibited woman as achos isha. So the normal husband, the normal brother, has no obligation to do anything to her. She's an absolutely prohibited to him anyway because of achos isha. So that completely removes any obligation of any zikah, any connection of yibum or chalitza. But it's a totally different story if it's meis piker bal hapikachas. If the normal man who's married to the normal woman dies, and then his wife, the widow, now has to face the brother of her deceased husband, and the question of yibum chalitza, what happens now? So what should this surviving brother, the deaf-mute brother who's married to the deaf-mute woman, whose marriage was never proper marriage anyway, what does he do? His marriage to his current wife is not proper, he's not Minatora. But the zikah, the connection to his sister-in-law, is Minatora. What does he do? Moitzi ish to beget. Number one, he'll have to divorce his wife. He'll have to give her a get. Why? Because every day that if he wants to be with his wife, she's a problem for him because there is the zika of her sister that prohibits it him. She is called, his wife is now called Achois Zukukose. She is the sister of a woman who has zika to him. Remember that. And a woman whose husband dies without children, she's connected already to the brother-in-law. She's connected to the sister, to her surviving brother-in-law. And that zika is going to prohibit his wife, his existing wife. He has to divorce his wife. But the Ashes Achiv, the widow herself, Asura l'olam, she'll be prohibited forever. Why? Because she needs either Yibum or Chalitza to get her out of her predicament. Yibum, the surviving brother can't do because she is a sister of his wife, albeit midrabanan. Chalitza he can't do because he's a deaf mute, he's not normal, he's not of sound mind. Chalitza cannot be done by a Chairish. So she's stuck in limbo. She can't get Yibum, she can't get Chalitza. And she's Nebuch, she's Naguna, she can't, and we can't do anything about it.